Jā, paldies. Vispirms man ir liels gods un prieks sveikt NATO ģenerālsekretāru šeit Rīgā. Tagad šeit būs NATO dalību valstu ārlietu ministru tikšanās, un tas uzsver to, ka mēs esam NATO un NATO ir kopā ar mums. Īpaši arī šajā specifiskajā starptautiskajā situācijā. Mēs tikšanās laikā pārunājām drošības situāciju gan mūsu reģionā, Baltijas reģionā, gan arī Ukrainā un Krievijā, un kā arī pieminējām Baltkrievijas jautājumu. Bet galvenais, protams, ir drošības reģions šeit, šajā drošības situācija šajā reģionā. Mēs bijām vienisprātis, ka NATO ir ļoti stingra alianse, un NATO piektais pants, protams, darbojas, un mēs varam būt droši šajā reģionā par to, ka NATO ir ar mums. Mēs arī dodam savu pienesumu NATO kopējai aizsardzībai, mūsu aizsardzības izdevumi ir 2,36% no iekšzemes koprodukta. Tas ir vairāk nekā tas ir daudzās citās valstīs un pārsniedz to uzdevumu, kas ir dots visām valstīm 2%. Mēs piedalāmies NATO misijās, bet arī ļoti svarīgi tas, ka šeit atrodas NATO kaujas grupa, kurā piedalās 9 nācijas, kas ir unikāli Eiropa, kas ir unikāli NATO militārajos spēkos, jo sadarboties daudzām nācijām kopā vienā militārā vienībā nav tik vienkārši, un šeit arī tādā veidā tiek trenēta šī sadarbība. Tādēļ tas ir vairāk nekā tikai šo 9 nāciju klātbūtni šeit pie mums Latvijā. Tas ir arī liels pienesums NATO kopējo spēju stiprināšanā. Mēs uzskatām, ka Krievijas karaspēka koncentrācija pie Ukrainas robežas ir spiediens uz Ukrainu. NATO ir solidāra ar Ukrainu, un NATO nosoda šāda veida spiedienu pret Ukrainu. Mēs uzskatām arī to, ka šie jaunie apdraudējumi, kas izriet pamatā no Krievijas, hibrīd apdraudējumi pret NATO dalību valstīm, ir nepieņemami, bet NATO darīs visu iespējamo, lai attīstītu savas spējas, kas jau tagad ir ļoti augstas, arī turpmāk vēl vairāk attīstīs spējas šādus hibrīd uzbrukumus novērst un nepieļaut, ka tie sasniedz savu mērķi. Viena no institūcijām, kas ar to nodarbojās, ir NATO Stratkoms, kas ir šeit Rīgā, kurš tieši nodarbojas ar šāda veida ietekmes izplatīšanu NATO dalību valstīs, šīs ietekmes novēršanu, un mēs konstatējam, ka tas ir tiešām ļoti svarīga institūcija, un šīs kapacitātes ir jāstiprina un vēl vairāk, kā sakot, jāpievērš uzmanību šīm jaunajiem apdraudējumiem, kas pastāv blakus klasiskajiem militārajiem apdraudējumiem. Tie vienmēr ir bijuši, bet tagad nākuši klāt jauna apdraudējuma, un NATO uz to attiecīgi reaģē un reaģēs. Noslēgumā es gribētu pateikties jums, ģenerālsekretāra kungs, par sapratni, par šo drošības situāciju mūsu reģionā, un paldies par atbalstu, lai stiprinātu drošību mūsu reģionā, visā Eiropā kopumā. Paldies jums.
Paldies valsts prezidenta kungam. Lūdzu vārds NATO ģenerālsekretāram Jensenam Stoltenbergam.
President Levits, it's a great pleasure to meet with you here in Riga, and I've just visited the NATO battle group in Adarsi, where 10 allies serve alongside Latvian forces to deter aggression and preserve peace. I'm impressed by the professionalism and dedication of our armed forces. And I want to thank Latvia for hosting a multinational battle group, one of four in this region. These forces send a clear message. An attack against one ally is an attack on all allies. And they show the continuing strength of the transatlantic bond, with Canada leading the battle group here in Latvia. NATO presence in the region prevents conflict and preserves peace. Allied jets keep your skies safe, and Allied ships keep the Baltic Sea secure. So NATO stands with Latvia, and Latvia stands with NATO. You make important contributions to our shared security. You lead by example on defense spending, committing more than 2% of GDP to defense, and investing in a major equipment. You contribute actively to regional exercises, ensuring our forces are well trained and well prepared. And you provide expertise on countering disinformation to your Center of Excellence here in Riga. I want to thank Latvia for hosting the upcoming meeting of the NATO foreign ministers. This week, allies will address important security challenges, from Russia's military build-up in and around Ukraine to the situation on your border with Belarus. NATO stands in solidarity with you, Lithuania and Poland. The Lukashenko's regime's exploitation of migrants is cynical and damaging to regional stability. We remain vigilant and stand ready to help allies. We are also monitoring the situation at the border of Ukraine with concern. This is the second time this year that Russia has amassed large and unusual concentration of forces in this region. We see heavy weapons, artillery, armored units, drones, and electronic warfare systems, and tens of thousands of combat-ready troops. This military buildup is unprovoked and unexplained. It raises tensions and risk miscalculation. Any future Russian aggression against Ukraine would come at a high price and have serious political and economic consequences for Russia. Russia must show transparency, reduce tensions, and de-escalate. NATO's approach to Russia remains consistent. We keep our defense and deterrence strong while remaining open for dialogue with Russia. So, Mr. President, I look forward to working with you closely as we make our strong alliance even stronger. Thank you.
Ģenerālsekretār kungs, un tagad ir pienācis laiks jautājumiem. Lūdzu, cienījamie žurnālisti, dodaties pie mikrofona, lūdzu, stādaties priekšā.
Pavakar, Ines Trenč no ziņa aģentūras Leta. Paldies par iespēju uzdot jautājumu. Un mans jautājums ir adresēts NATO ģenerālsekretāram. Es gribēju noskaidrot, ņemot vērā izvadīto nedēļu situāciju un spriedzes pieaugumu, uz Eiropas Savienības ārējās robežas, vai NATO varētu apsvērt iespēju paplašināt savu klātbūtni Latvijā? Un, ja jā, tad kā tā varētu izpausties? Paldies.
So NATO allies have significantly increased their presence, our presence in this region over the last years. Triggered actually by the aggressive actions of Russia against Ukraine in 2014 with the illegal annexation of Crimea and the continued efforts by Russia to destabilize eastern Ukraine and their support to the separatists in Donbas. And over the last years, we have implemented the largest and the biggest reinforcement to our collective defense since the end of the Cold War, with the four battle groups in the three Baltic countries and Poland, more naval presence, continued air policing, and also higher readiness of our forces. We have tripled the size of the NATO response force to over 40,000 troops that can be deployed on short notice if needed. And then we have more exercises. We have a closer cooperation between NATO allies on how to deter and defend against any potential threat against all allies, but especially in the eastern part of the alliance, including also the Baltic region. Then we constantly assess the need to adjust our presence, to adjust our posture, and of course we stand in solidarity with those allies directly affected by the situation on the border of Belarus, Poland, Lithuania and Latvia. We have sent some experts to Lithuania. We are in contact with countries of origin for the migrants and also some countries, partner nations, to prevent them from being transit countries to reduce the pressure on the border of Belarus or between Belarus and NATO allied countries. And I also visited actually both Lithuania and Latvia on Sunday, yesterday, with the President of the European Commission, demonstrating that the European Union and NATO are working closer together to address this, that is actually a kind of hybrid, or it's not only kind, it's a hybrid, use of hybrid tactics against NATO countries on the border with Belarus.
Nevar labi dzirdēt, varbūt tuvāk lūdzu.
Anija Vīkalna, Portugāles Verenet, jautājums prezidentam Levitam. Šodien es tiek runājis par iespējumu NATO 4. Pantu turpināšanu Polijas un Baltijas valsts puses pret Baltkrieviju. Bet tas galu galā netika līdz šim izdarīts. Vai tiek apsvērta iespēja šīs tikšanās laikā tomēr ar šādu NATO nākamajā?
Jā, paldies par jautājumu. Nesen tiekoties ar Lietuvas, Igaunijas prezidentiem un piedaloties arī Polijas prezidentiem, mēs vienojamies, ka, ja viena dalība valsts prasīs 4. Panta iedarbināšana, tad pārējās arī piedalīsies. Pat labāk ir tā, ka lielākais spiediens ir pret Poliju, ja Polija to prasīs. Tādā gadījumā mēs arī pievienosimies šai prasībai, bet Polija pat labam to nav prasījusi, tātad pat labam tā vajadzība nav. Tātad šeit ir jautājums par to, vai Polija to uzskatīs par nepieciešamu. Pat labam līdz šim tas tā nav bijis.
Paldies, lūdzu, pēdējais jautājums, TV3.
Paldies, Ieva Vārna, TV3 ziņas. Man būs jautājums Stoltenberga kungam. Šajās dienās Rīgā arī runāsiet par šo jauno NATO stratēģijas konceptu. Sakiet, lūdzu, kas būtu tie galvenie virzieni, kurā jūs tā kā redzētu, uz kuru pusi būtu jāvirzās NATO, domājot par to nākamo periodu? Paldies.
I look forward to discuss the new strategic concept at the foreign ministerial meeting here in Riga that starts tomorrow. We will have a session where we invite ministers to share their views and provide guidance. And of course, it's too early now to preempt the conclusions because this is a process that has just been launched and we will continue to work on the new strategic concept. Until we agree and endorse a new strategic concept when the heads of state and government meet at the NATO summit in Madrid in June next year. I think it's obvious that the current strategic concept has served us well, but it was agreed back in 2010 at the NATO summit in Lisbon, and since then the world has really changed. And therefore we need to update and agree a new strategic concept. Because, for instance, in the current strategic concept, we refer to Russia as a strategic partner. That was before they went into Ukraine with armed forces, with military might, and annexed a part of Ukraine, Crimea. We don't mention China with a single word. And threats and challenges like hybrid, cyber, but also the security consequences of climate change is hardly mentioned at all. So it is obvious that we are now developing a strategic concept in a different world than the strategic concept that we agreed 10 years ago. I think that it is important that the new strategic concept recommit all allies to our core values, democracy, the rule of law, and that we see that these values are threatened both by external forces, the rise of China, which is not sharing our values, but also more assertive Russia, responsible for aggressive actions and efforts to meddle in our domestic political processes. I think the new strategic concept need to reflect the need for strong deterrence and defense. We live in a more dangerous world. We see the behavior of Russia. We see cyber. We see terrorist threats. We see proliferation of nuclear weapons. And we see the security consequences of China, which is now becoming more and more a global power. All of this requires that NATO is actually delivering on strong deterrence and defense, and also that this is reflected in the new strategic concept. Strong societies, resilience, is important because we face more hybrid threats. We need to counter cyber attacks. We need to make sure that we have reliable infrastructure also to address these new kind of hybrid threats and challenges. And then I also believe strongly that that the strategic concept in one way or another should also reflect the fact that we will continue to be an alliance of North America and Europe, but this region faces global threats and challenges. International terrorism is a global threat. Cyber is a global threat. Space is more and more a challenge. We saw, for instance, the reckless shooting down of or testing of a space weapon by Russia recently. So this matters for all of us, and there's no way you can confine these threats to a specific geographic region. And then, of course, the global balance of power is shifting with the rise of China. So these are issues I believe should be reflected in a new strategic concept. But the discussions have just started in NATO. We will have many meetings, many consultations, and then it is not for me, but actually for 30 allies at the end of the day to decide and to formulate the new strategic concept.
Paldies, vēlēsim sekmes rīt NATO ārlietu ministru sanāksmē Rīgā un sakam paldies valsts prezidentam Egilam Levitam un NATO ģenerālsekretāram Jensam Stoltenbergam. Paldies.
Jā, paldies jums.
Thank you.
Yeah.